Is there any method to creativity? What is creativity? The best definition I've heard of creativity is that it is a quantum leap into a new context, new meaning, new set of relationships, resulting in something that never existed before. Here are the 9 steps to creativity that I have found very useful in my life. Number 1, intended outcome. You should be able to imagine the outcome and feel it and experience it in your mind's eye through the 5 senses: sound, touch, sight, taste, and smell. Number 2, information gathering. You should do research on all the information that's available that pertains to that particular outcome. So if you, whatever it is, you want to manifest a new house, you want a new investment, start a new business, then gather the information around that. Go to the internet, Google it, etc., etc. Number 3, information analysis. Analyze the information, see if it is pertinent to your imagined intended outcome. Number 4, incubation. For me, the best incubation is meditation, but it could be play, it could be music, it could be breathing, it could be yoga, it could be dancing, it could be a walk in nature or a connection with nature, it could even be sleep. The incubation period has to be uncertain because you don't know how long it's going to take, and you have to surrender to uncertainty in the incubation period. Number 5, the sudden quantum leap, that is called insight, the aha experience. It's very interesting that the aha experience always comes if you follow these steps, and when you have it, it is quite sometimes not quite related to all the things you have thought of before. In fact, most of the time, it is a brand new experience, and it's really that quantum leap because it has nothing to do with all the things you were thinking about in the past. If the insight is correct, if the insight is authentic, then the sixth experience is inspiration. Inspiration means to be in spirit. It's not motivation, which is mental and therefore weak. If the inspiration is authentic, then the 7th step should be implementation. You should try out your new idea, whether it's a product, service, whatever. And the 8th step is integration. You should integrate it with all the other things that you're doing. And the 9th step is incarnation, or you might say reincarnation of the old information into a new expression. So every creative outcome is a death and a resurrection. Once again, the 9 steps, which all begin with I: intended outcome, information gathering, information analysis, incubation, insight, inspiration, implementation, integration, and incarnation. So creativity is always a death and a resurrection. Okay, there are some other things that I found very useful in my life. They come from my tradition of Vedanta. And these are to relinquish the known, because the known is the prison of past conditioning, and to live and breathe in the unknown, which is the field of all possibilities. This is a very beautiful thing to be able to do, because if you live in the unknown, you are always in the realm of creativity. Lord Shiva in the Shiva Sutras says, "I use memories, but I do not allow memories to use me." That is what it means, the difference between a victim and a creator. The other thing is to always look at the situation or event that is happening in your life as both a local and non-local event, which means to see the universal in the particular, and the particular in the universal. This requires expansion of awareness and breaking down narrow boundaries, which are belief systems and conceptual frameworks in which we have been programmed. And another thing is to refine sensory experience. So to be mindful of all sensory experience, whether it's sound, touch, sight, taste, or smell. The more refinement you have in your sensory experience, the more creative your imagination will be in those five subtle senses which exist in our subtle body. And finally, to develop grace and mind-body coordination through yoga, meditation, and breathing practices, otherwise known as pranayama. So these are my insights into what is creativity, how do we harness it. Thank you for listening.